You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 1st, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Got an email during the break saying, do the story about Elizabeth Warren. We live in a all-day gay pride parade. Well, actually, I did have that story, and I will do it now. The presidential campaign of Senator Elizabeth Warren has fizzled out in recent weeks, and with the Iowa primary just days away, Pocahontas is growing increasingly desperate. This is from BigLeaguePolitics.com. Her pandering sunk to a new low on Thursday when she told a crowd in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that she would have a 9-year-old transgender boy vet her Secretary of Education candidate if she wins the presidency in November. I have two qualifications that I talked about over and over for my Secretary of Education. Okay, all right, I did not know. All right, no problem. Am I back on, Ken? Okay, we had just a little bit of a technical difficulty right there. I tell you what, Tony just called in. Let's go ahead and go to Tony. Tony, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Farron, am I on? Am I on,
yes,
Farron?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Anyway, yeah, I'm glad to hear Frank is still alive. I kind of figured that would be the case because, you know, obviously, he had a major stroke, but the man's still talking. So, you know, let's pray and hope for the man, his recovery. It doesn't sound good as far as him, you know, being able to start walking around and being normal again. Who knows? That could be a long road. Anyway, I was actually met, or no, I'm not going to say I. I got to get to the point. You get to the next caller. Someone by the referenced as Tony in Chicago was actually mentioned again on Rush Limbaugh, because I heard about this a couple of weeks ago. It was again, or is you talking about, you know, old news 3-4 weeks ago when Jay talked about it?
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks ago, but Mark Stein brought it back up days later, or maybe even a week later. I'm not sure. He said that he got a anti-Semitic call from a Tony in Chicago, and apparently it was still on his mind. He didn't go into a lot of detail, so that's what I was referencing.
Absolutely, positively, wasn't me. Okay.
Really?
Are you serious? You think I would do something like that? You think I'm crazy or something? I don't know. I don't even listen to the guy. I know he's up in Canada. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. They'd already be at my front door by now arresting me. I would never do something like that. I don't contact anybody. I don't call anybody or contact. I didn't even. Now I'm even more in a state of shock. But obviously they know it's not. It has nothing to do with me. I mean, there's 9 million people, 8 million people, 9 million people living in the city. There's all kinds of Tonys in Chicago. It sure wasn't me.
All right, Tony, hold on. My apologies. I assumed incorrectly that you were the only Tony in Chicago that might call in. I didn't hear the original phone call, but when Mark Stein said it was some extreme anti-Semite, I just connected the dots. My apologies. I just assumed it was you. So, and then when Jay called in, I thought that he thought it was you too. So maybe we were both incorrect. But
look at. I'm a sporadic part-time activist. I get out of the shadows. I do activism, and then you don't hear from me for months. I don't even call into this show more than once a month. I don't call in the Stormfront very often either. I called in a few times because of Art Jones campaign. It's because Stormfront. I'm busy making money at that time. Okay, and like I said, I'm a sporadic part time activist. I get out there when Art runs for office, but. Anything like that is just, you know, whatever. I ain't even gonna comment on. Obviously, they'd already be at my door handcuffing me. We don't even answer emails when this campaign is. You know, we're very careful, but something like that is just, you know, must have been someone else. Yeah, someone listening, it's very creepy because, like I said, I don't even call in. I don't even call up that often. I don't call you much. I call you once every, 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Yeah, something like that. I will work on lining it up with Art next week.
Yeah, but you need to check out this race up here is getting, is going to get hot and heavy here. We've got, you know, it's a six-way open primary. We got the current congressman who is, he's not one of the biggest AIPAC supporters, but he takes AIPAC money. He's an Israel supporter. We got him on the hook on an Israel issue, and we plan on getting out there on the streets for the next 6 weeks to push this issue. It's a six-way open primary. We're on the Republican side. The Republican that we're running against, there's some lady named O'Shea. I don't know. She's just to put up because there's a lot of Irish Catholics in the district. She doesn't even have a website. And the Republican guy, I don't know. Maybe they're gonna bombard us with TV commercials. And he hasn't even had his website up all week. We wouldn't even know how to go against him, okay, because he doesn't say anything. Okay, he doesn't even have any issues. He's afraid to say anything. The guy's on a county commission in Will County, which is Joliet, and he runs a business. Okay, so he's hampered, and so we're going against the current congressman. Okay, we went a little bit against the communists that's running against him because, like I said, it's an open field. You know, cyberspace, the world of cyberspace and the world out on the streets are two different things. And we've got independents, tons of independents, tons of weak, you know, on defense Democrats. They're union people. They've just been trained to pull the Democrat lever. But this current congressman has gone extremely to the left with the Democrat Communist Party, and we're just going to wake him up we got him on an Israel issue, torching churches. In Israel by the Jewish KKK. Yeah, it's been and they're torching mosques and they're burning down Palestinian schools and they're just on a torrent, they're on a rampage. No one knows about it. One thing, go to www.artjonestherebel.com, www.artjonestherebel.com, and like I said, that totally gives me the creeps at this guy. It ain't me, baby. They would have already been here. That's not in my vocabulary.
Okay.
We're playing by the rules here. What?
Well, thank you so much. We will
thanks.
I'm getting a lot of phone calls stacked up. I'm going to give everybody some time today. We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443. Also, I guess that's my second retraction in about 3 weeks, isn't it? I'm on a roll. I just assumed. Also, I did get a letter from D-Rail from the real James Fields Jr. I didn't bring it with me to read it today. I will get into that. We'll get into that maybe next week. But I did get a letter from the real James Fields, so we'll move forward with that too. All right, Art in Georgia, then we got Chance in West Virginia. Art in Georgia, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Farron. Yeah, I just figured I had to piss off the folks in chat who like to talk smack about me and you and Murr and all the rest, you know. So just have to piss them off by calling in, because I know calling in is all it takes, and they just go into meltdown mode, and the chat room will now explode with anti-Art, anti-Farron, anti-Stormer, anti-yeah. Anyway, you know this impeachment thing? Farron, I find this absolutely laughable. When we have people like F. Chuck Todd, now there's a name that we've not heard much of lately, till recently, when he comes out the other day, and he says, I believe it was Thursday, I believe, it was either Thursday or yesterday, but I believe it was Thursday, and said that this entire, you know, because they voted against witnesses, which basically sets the stage for an acquittal. And F. Chuck Todd claiming that this is the biggest cover-up since Watergate. Farron, I damn near fell out of my chair. Because all I could think of, well, I don't know, let's go back, starting at his days in Oxford, moving up through his time in his dealings with the Tyson family. You remember Tyson Chicken? Parkometer, you know, the ones that made the nose cones for the airplanes, like which Barry Seal flew, you know, Rose Law Firm, Whitewater, and all of this, the 50-plus kill, lit, you know, body count, and so on, including the secret, everybody knew about secret meeting on the tarmac, and just on and on and on. Oh, no cover-up with the Clintons, but this is the biggest cover-up since Watergate. Farron, it is freaking laughable.
It is laughable. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, we could go on and on. None of that, you know, led to really much of anything. And this, and I'm not the biggest Trump supporter for damn sure. And if there was something to see here, I would point it out. But you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Art. But has not foreign aid been held as the it's used to manipulate countries to do our will? You get the carrot if you do this. You don't get the carrot if you don't do this, or if you do this other thing. That's the way it is. And Joe Biden wasn't the nominee, and he may not be the nominee, but it is the biggest manufactured, convoluted hoax of a crime that I've ever seen. Grown adults try to rationalize, you know, like I said in the beginning, shift going on there hour after hour after hour, twisting it, painting it, interjecting falsehoods. It's unbelievable. I was wondering if any of the Republicans or Democrats in the Senate would just start throwing up or passing out from boredom. But yeah, go ahead. It's incredible. It's been just incredible to drag the country through something this absurd.
Yeah, I mean, and like you mentioned with Schiff, I mean, how many times is he going to have to get up there and tell the lie that Trump said, I'm going to say this 7 times. I'm only going to say this a few more times. I want you to find all kinds of dirt on this and that. How many times does Schiff have to tell that lie and get called on that lie before he finally figures out, we ain't buying it? This whole thing is absolute, off-the-chain, ridiculous. I have never in my life seen anything that I thought was a bigger waste of time. And I'm like you. Anybody knows me knows that I do not like Donald Trump. Flat out do not like the man. However, and here's how I explained it to a bunch of liberals a couple weeks ago. You have a child. Your child is 10 years old. Now, you are out shopping and you give your child, let's say you have 3 children. One's 10, one's 11, and one's 12. That's how it worked out with my mom. 3 children, 3 years in a row, all a year apart. Hey, it worked out pretty good. But we go to the mall. Mama's going to do some shopping, so she gives each one of us $10 apiece. Now, you don't think that $10 comes with conditions? Of course it does. At 10 years old, I can't go out and buy a prostitute, can I? Mom would never allow that. When states get money from the federal government, although it's state money to start with, so it's kind of like, this is kind of a weird way of putting it, but when states get money from the federal government, say for a road project or bridge projects or whatever it might happen to be, that money comes with conditions. Now, if the federal government can put conditions on money earmarked to states for various projects, don't you think that we as a nation, if we are going to give millions and billions of dollars to another country, that we should not expect something in return? Like, I don't know, do what you ran on, Zelensky. Go after corruption. That will guarantee you'll get the money if you can assure me that the money will not go to corrupt corporations like Burisma. I'm sorry for calling out names like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Oh, no cover up here. Seriously. Of course that money should come with conditions. It's in our national interest. These people in Washington, Barron, I tell you what, I'd be surprised. It's a wonder I don't have feds knocking on my door a little more often than they do. But these characters up there in Washington right now, these are the kind of idiots I like to take out back behind the woodshed and put a good old fashioned country butt whooping on them. And you know what I'm talking about, Barron.
Absolutely. It's infuriating to see, really. You know, the only good thing about this whole thing is for the normies out there to see the level of corruption that they're willing to go to in Washington, D.C. They're willing to put on display to the American people, because I'm here to tell you, I live in a rural area, but the people around here are seeing through this. They're mad about it. They see that it's ridiculous. They see the bias. Chuck Todd, his wife owns a Democratic consulting firm. I mean, he's completely biased. He is not any kind of a equal arbiter to discuss this. He has an agenda, and it couldn't be more obvious. I mean, Chuck Todd, he is hard to watch, Chuck Todd. But and nobody ever challenges him. I'd love to debate Chuck Todd. Yeah, it's incredible, and this coming week's going to be interesting, too. We got just a couple minutes before the break. Let me get your opinion on the, if you've had a chance to look at it, the proposed peace plan with Israel and the Palestinians, and how Israel is already embracing it as the biggest gift ever from a U.S. president, and the Palestinians are outright rejecting it and cutting all ties with America.
I haven't really taken much time to look at it, but from what little bit I have, it's another joke. It really is. It is pandering to the Jewish elites. That's all it is, as far as I'm concerned. It's the same thing as moving the embassy to Tel Aviv or wherever it was they moved it to. It's just pandering to the Jews, to the Jewish elites. That's all this is. It means absolutely nothing, and I guarantee you, just like with every other peace treaty, peace plan, or whatever that Israel has signed, they will violate it. It's a guarantee. They don't know how to do anything else. Anyway, Farron, thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you another time. And by the way, if you're going to be in Augusta tomorrow, Augusta, Georgia tomorrow, if you find yourself in Augusta, Georgia tomorrow, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be in Augusta celebrating my birthday. So if you're going to find your way to Augusta, shoot me an email. We'll get together, have lunch.
Well, happy birthday, Art. Happy birthday. I doubt I'll be in Augusta tomorrow, but I hope to be right here in North Carolina. Chance in West Virginia coming up after the break. Also, I've got a story I'm going to do right after Chance's phone call. I think everyone will be interested in the contrast I can put to this story. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the alternative media. Aaron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Happy birthday, Art. And let's all pray for a speedy recovery for Frank so that he can go home soon. You know, you had me roaring, Farron. Herpes infected monkeys on the prowl in Florida. What, did they refuse to wear their condoms again or what, huh? I mean, wow. You know, with all the bread and circuses and the fear-mongering going on now, you know, they're slipping the Comprehensive Credit Act of 2020 through the back door and nobody knows about it. You can just imagine how much more they're not reporting with the Super Bowl coming up and the fear-mongering, this nonsense impeachment. Like yourself, I couldn't care less if he's impeached or not. And you know, and with this football, I'm a big football fan, always have been, but I refuse to watch it now. It's become so politicized and insane that now if I could boycott it, I'm sure everybody else can. Like yourself, I didn't even know who was in it until 2 days ago. Can you imagine? And I've been a big football fan for years, but I made that decision not to watch it. So what you can do, Farron, is check out this Comprehensive Credit Act of 2020. It's the equivalent of China's social credit score. This is what they're trying to slip through, and it's a perfect time now while everybody's occupied with all this other nonsense.
I will. I'm not aware of that. I will certainly look into it, Chance.
Well, they're going to be doing this now because, like I said, everybody's occupied with Super Bowl carnivals and stupid impeachment nonsense and fear-mongering with the corona and God knows what else. And monkeys on the prowl, let's not forget. I mean, we have to keep our eyes open for this because it's heading our way, and we might wake up soon, and bingo, there it is. You know, Farron? Farron, you do a good job now. God bless you, and let's all pray for Frank now.
Amen. Thank you so much. Let me interject this story here real quick, and we got Michael and Miles coming up. Everybody bear with me. I wanted to do this. Yahoo News ran this story this past week. Dutch court throws out case against Israeli military chiefs. The Hague, a Dutch court threw out a civil case Wednesday brought by a Dutch Palestinian man seeking damages from two former Israeli military commanders for their roles in a 2014 airstrike on a Gaza house that killed six members of his family. But the presiding judge said the court can't hear the case because the commanders enjoy functional immunity from jurisdiction as their actions were part of a state-sanctioned military operation. So you get that? The Israeli military bombs his house in Gaza, kills his family, but he can't sue, according to The Hague, because this was part of a state-sanctioned military operation. Can't sue, can't do anything about that. But here we are 75 years later after World War II, and how many times have I come to this microphone and told you the story of where they're dragging some 95-year-old man back to Germany to stand trial for being a private or whatever he was in World War II for Germany, when wasn't that a state-sanctioned military action? I mean, one of the things that burns me up the most is the stories that I have to do. And you saw the one Donald Trump went along with it, the man in New York, I can't remember his name, where they carried him out of his house. He was like 94 years old. They carried him out of his house to send him back, to deport him back to Germany. Those stories, to me, are some of the most infuriating because no other country in the history of the world has their entire actions during war been classified as a war crime. When look at what we've done in Iraq and Afghanistan with depleted uranium and the whole rest of it. I mean, I could spend the next 30 minutes going down a litany of war crimes that this country's committed. And I could also go down through a whole litany of crimes this government has committed against its very own citizens, like MKUltra and stuff like that, creating Lyme disease. I mean, we could go on and on. But I just wanted to get that in because the hypocrisy is very rich, I'll tell you that much. All right. Michael in New York, then Miles in Maine. Michael, how you doing? What's on your mind today? The break's going to get you, but I'll hold you over.
Thank you, Farron. Good morning, sir. Excellent, Farron. Great points. Again, proving once again they're nothing but hypocrites, them dirty SOBs that they are. Hearing the story with the infected herpes monkeys running amok in Florida, I thought they were still in Washington on the impeachment case. Jeez, I guess they took vacation. People seem to be overlooking the fact that with the billions going to Ukraine through Biden, for example, that's kickback. When they're sending money out to these foreign countries, it's not because they really care about their well-being so much as they're saying, look, we're going to send you some money. We're getting this much back to our offshore accounts. That's the deal. And this is
Hold that thought, Michael. I've got music. And yeah, this is the way money's funneled all around, from us sending aid to Israel, them giving it to Jeffrey Epstein to run his pedophile ring. Back in moments with Michael, then Miles coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. I just got an email from Nancy Davis, AmericanThinker.com website. Mitt Romney advisor sits on Burisma board of directors. So it's a cozy little bunch. They're all in it together. They're all getting filthy rich, pretending to be representatives of we the people. And that's a lot of what Michael's having to say here. Go ahead, Michael. The floor is yours. Michael, did we lose Michael?
Yes, sir, Farron, I'm sorry. Thank you, Farron. Yes, we know they're all making millions and millions during their career being our representatives there in Washington, D.C. How is it all these millions are being generated? Here is a prime example of how they do it. And also you got Kerry, you got Pelosi. They're all in on it with this Ukrainian as well as the China. And so then they tell him, you got to send so much back to us in our offshore accounts or quote-unquote slush funds, okay? And that's how it works. And they don't want any witnesses. This is the most hilarious part of this whole thing with the impeachment nonsense. And Trump wants witnesses, okay? And even McConnell, they're like, oh, no, we can't have any witnesses, especially the Bidens, because when the spotlight is on the cockroaches, the truth may come out. Oh, yeah, we're all getting kickbacks. Sure. And so that's why they're not even going to allow any witnesses. Now, what's hilarious, too, is the Democrats keep pushing. They want witnesses. And eventually, if they do, it's got to come out. But this is what's really going on behind the scenes. For example, with Barry Satoru, the fag boy from Kenya, and his transgender Mitchell wife, when he was president, for example, he gave this publishing company $350 million contract. When he left office, he got a $65 million book deal from the same publishers, okay? So it's like, oh, sure, we'll give you that amount of money, and you kick me back this amount. And that's how they left multi-millionaires when they went in with maybe a few million. And then you got his solar energy company, Solantra, folded up. They gave him $500 million, and then they folded up. But, geez, there's no talk about any of this from any of them. And so these are the prime examples of how these traitors in Washington, D.C. are getting away with ripping us off blind, totally. And so I just wanted to share that. And also, regarding like these Mark Stein and Limbaugh and this anti-Semitism crap, you know, these guys don't get it that, for example, with Jared Kushner recently telling the Palestinians, you take this deal or you know, that's it. And what are they doing? Like you said, and you've been covering, they're stealing all their land, and then they're telling them, look, we're gonna give you a deal. It's like the Native American treaties, you know? That's exactly the same thing they're doing to them, but that's all okay because they're doing it. And what these guys just don't get is we're on to these antichrists and their agenda.
In time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural, and I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that.
And so, you know, they tell us what they're up to, and then when we confront them with it, we're all anti-Semitic. They are pathetic. And again, it's the Antichrist, the Christ killers. They're the enemy of all people on this planet, especially the Christians here in the West. They hate us more than anything else because of the fact that they are Antichrist.
And let me interject right there, Michael. The results of what Barbara Lerner Specter said right there is in the story that I just did about France, where the firefighters are battling the police.
Yes, you got it, Farron. It's right in our face, and they're admitting they're behind it. And look at all the porno coming out of Hollywood, and then the other markets of porno, all Jews. And then you got Epstein, you got Weinstein, all Jews. Jeez, Mark Stein, I guess you're stuck on Common Core math. We know math. 1 and 1 equals 2. We know how to connect the dots, and it all points to these antichrist, Christ-killing scumbags that want to run the world and get their animal sacrifices going back at their old temple there in Jerusalem, and that's why they're driving the Palestinians out. And regarding the Palestinians, when Kushner's degrading them, like, you know, they're nothing, they're primitive, but prior to this modern state Israel being created to where it is now, the Palestinians were very educated. Women, they were mainly Christian. Women were very, had a lot of liberties, freedoms like here in the West, and they dressed Western, very elegant, very civilized, until these modern Israelites took over there. And so it's all obvious as all could be, and we're sick and tired of anti-Semitism crap. There was a case in the 90s in Yonkers where Jews were complaining of swastikas, and so the cops doing their job, being really diligent, they investigated the whole case, and what happened? They arrested a female Jew. She was doing it all. So they're the troublemakers. And we're sick and tired of it. So Limbaugh and all these people who want to yell anti-Semitism, go stick it where the sun don't shine. We're sick and tired of your antichrist. We're Christians. We want Christmas. We want a Christian nation with all the freedoms that God has given us. And anybody tries to take it away, they're going to pay the price.
They're the ultimate gatekeepers, Michael. They're the ultimate gatekeepers, just like the Tucker Carlson I played. He's gatekeeping. Hey, thank you so much. I'm going to great information. I always love it when you play Barbara Lerner Specter, too. We should play that more. If anyone listening not familiar with that, look into it. But thank you so much for your phone call.
God bless, let's go. Aaron.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Give
God
me
bless, Farron. I was just going to say God bless, Farron, and God bless the Constitutional Republic. Hang all traitors. Hang them high. Hang them fast.
All right, Miles in Maine, you're on. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, great show, Farron. Nice to hear Michael again, Art, some of the other callers. Well, you know, I'm just so tired of hearing these whiny babies. I really don't care, and I really don't care. Well, you better care. They're messing around now with the underpinnings of America, our institutions, the things that we're supposed to have faith and trust in, that we depend on, you know, for our existence as a nation. And you don't care? You really don't care that you're being lied to, that they're saying things to you that are untrue, that they're putting on a charade up there? You better care. Instead of whining and complaining, they should be up there calling and demanding that these people be prosecuted. Schiff lies. He lies about phone calls. He lies on a congressional record. Hillary Clinton lying left and right. All this whole charade of all these Strzok and the girl he's having an affair with and all this. You should care. You better care. Because those are what makes, those are the foundations of America. Those are due process. Those are many things involved. And if I hear one more ass say that they don't care, I think I'm going to vomit, Farron.
Well, I think, Miles, the sad reality is everybody agrees with you that, yeah, Comey, Clapper, that whole Clinton, that whole corrupt push, all of the nefarious things that they've done, we can spend the rest of the broadcast listing them, we know. But the Republicans, when they have the majority, they don't even investigate. They won't investigate. They turn
a blind eye. Well, why aren't they demanding it? Why aren't people calling in to...
Well, I think this is the thing, Miles, and you know, I'll give you your say on it. I think if everybody in the United States of America right now simultaneously called Mitch McConnell and told him we demand action, we demand investigation, we demand arrest, I think that he could not care less because he doesn't represent us. These politicians in Washington, D.C., they kneel at the altar of big money. They kneel at the altar of special interest. They kneel at the altar of high finance, and that's who they're allegiance to.
Then we can resolve that. Then what we do is we go out and put our funds together, and we tell McConnell, we're going to remove you. We're going to fund your opponent, whoever that opponent may be. We're going to fund them. We're going to campaign. We're going to volunteer. You call C-SPAN and let everybody in America know what's going on and tell them, look, this is the underpinnings of our nation here now we're playing with. You've been lied to. These people need to be prosecuted. They've violated oath upon oath upon oath and the trust of the people. And then you go and have, like they just had the Second Amendment march, you go and get all those people out there and say in front of Washington, D.C., load them up on buses and say, we demand the resignation immediately of Schumer, Schiff, McConnell, whoever the hell they are. But this, I just don't care. I mean, this one's bullshit. What kind of rugged Americanism is that? I'm so sick of hearing these whiny babies. That's why we're where we are today. These whiny ass babies. Strap on your jock strap and do something.
It reminds me, Miles, of
God
some of the
bless Frank.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate your opinion. I think people well,
wait,
have got.
I had another comment, Farron, if you got time.
Go right ahead.
and Art, I got to love Art. Everybody loves Art. But I'll tell you, if Art's getting $10 to go shopping with his mom, me and Art are going to be best friends because that sure can buy a lot of candy in that day.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, but you know, we need to get on these shows. We have to get on these shows, and some of these mainstream shows like C-SPAN, and some of these shows that get a lot of coverage. And the people have got to. If you got to go to Washington, you got to have a rally like the Second Amendment rally. Whatever we need to do, but you know, and we need to see prosecutions come out of this. Without the prosecutions of these guys like Schiff, if they're not prosecuted and they're not held to law, then all we have here is some kind of oligarchy. Am I correct?
Oh, I agree. And I'm afraid, unfortunately, from the looks of things. I mean, we can talk about so many of them that was never held to accountability. Benghazi being one. Of course, we never got a real investigation into what happened into 9/11. They were able to cover that up. And it's sickening. I'm as sick as you are, Miles, right, of the corruption in Washington, D.C. I am. Trust me.
Yeah. I mean, how many years are they going to hold on to Hillary's email before they release them and do something about it? I'd tell Barr, look, Barr, you got 30 days. If I don't see something out here coming out, your ass is gone. I mean, forget the Veterans Administration. He wanted to come down on them. They're still not right yet, although they're a little bit better. But I'd tell Barr, you got 30 days or your ass is going to go to the same place where Session is. You and him could battle it out for a Senate seat or something. But he'd be gone. If these guys can't do their job, you know, they can prosecute the little guy. They can prosecute Jacob Goodwin. They can prosecute James Fields. They can do all this magic razzmatazz bullshit, but they can't bring justice because they're afraid, they're terrified. Who the hell knows?
Well, thank you so much, Miles. Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate your opinion. I'm going to try to get everybody on. There's one here I want to get in really quick because no mainstream media covered it. Cindy McCain landed in hot water for indirectly admitting that America's most powerful individuals were aware of Jeffrey Epstein's sex crime rumors. Speaking at a human trafficking event in Florida, John McCain's wife, revealed that her family was quite familiar with Epstein's wrongdoings, as one girl from her daughter's high school was actually among the financier's underage victims, then suddenly acknowledging that she knew about his crimes. It's like everything. It hides in plain sight, she said. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing, but we had no legal aspect that would go after him, Senator McCain's widow said. They were afraid of him for whatever reason. They were afraid of him. All of a sudden, someone said, BS, we're not afraid of you anymore, and what you're doing is not only wrong but illegal. It's like a house of cards, and now it's going to start tumbling, she said. Now, no mainstream media covered that, but that's what Cindy McCain said this past week at a human trafficking event in Florida. Okay, Paul in New Jersey, thank you for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Farron.
Hello.
Farron, concerning the coronavirus, you're aware that flights are still coming in to the United States from China.
Yeah.
And I urge people to go look at, you know, flight arrivals. They generally arrive in San Francisco or Los Angeles. But about several flights a day, they're still coming in from Shanghai. And really, Donald Trump has been derelict in his duties I did a little research on this, that really any quarantine orders must come through the executive branch of the government, through the president. Back in 2003, they actually, you know, they always update these the powers of quarantining, but it specifies specifically that influenza or a novel type of influenza can be a cause of quarantine powers for the executive branch. And that can't be argued with. Now, if you ever hear that about, you know, how if you double a penny every day, by the end of the month, you're going to have over $1 billion. Well, likewise, with the spread of communicable diseases, if just one person from China comes over and starts coughing on a lot of people, let's say at the Super Bowl tomorrow, right, before you know it, the numbers of infected people are going to rise exponentially, and then you're going to have large national problems. And so my ultimate point is that Donald Trump, you remember, he's a businessman. In other words, a busyness man. In other words, his whole worldview is about keeping busy, economics, all the rest. He's not a biologist. And a biologist would know, or a historian, that these diseases can spread exponentially and get out of hand really quick. Now, even Kim Jong-un of North Korea, he closed his borders about 4 days ago. The Russians closed their borders, right? A lot of these other countries, they're not allowing flights in. They're not allowing Chinese people to just come and go freely. But for some reason, Donald Trump, he'd rather spend his time, probably watching the impeachment hearings and dealing with that. So he's been absolutely remiss in his duties. And I actually think we have to lay this disease, if it does spread in the United States and becomes a major issue, we have to lay this right at his lap. He's responsible for this.
Now, Ken does say they're stopping the flights as of tomorrow. They're going to stop the flights, Paul. You want me to hold you over and give you the last word after the break, Paul?
Let another caller take over. Thank you.
Okay, we're coming back. Lauren in Ohio and Francis in North Carolina. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. Zero Hedge is reporting right now that they've been banned from Twitter for doxing Chinese scientists accused of creating the coronavirus. People may want to look at that for yourself. I'm not going to have time to go into it. Lauren, Francis, Lauren, if you can hold it to about 2 minutes, I'll get Francis on too. Go ahead.
I'll go fast. I'm just, with regard to this human trafficking thing they're putting together, you know, it's not going to stop human trafficking any more than FBI stops terrorism or the Department of Education educates or the NSA protects American privacy. I mean, you know, it's just there to suck up our time and energy, to keep hoping somebody will do something. Maybe they'll prosecute Hillary. Maybe they'll, you know what I mean? Joe Biden's on TV saying exactly what they're charging the president with, and they're not even charging the president with that. It's just, it's a game. And lazy people, the American aces, the arrogant, the ignorant, the selfish, they're just, you know, well, they're getting the fruit. They're getting what they deserve. This is what America's going to look like. So I want people to stop feeling like they don't have power. You do have power. God's going to sort this out one man at a time. It's not coming as a collective action. And if it did, those 80 million babies we've butchered over the last, you know, since 73, well, you know, there's some payment for that. You can't shed innocent blood like that and not pay the penalty. So what he says is repent, you know, you go through Christ, go through his son, and your sins are forgiven. And if you change the way you walk and walk in his way, that you'll be blessed. And that's the only real power we have. The solution to this, obey God. And I'm talking just 10 commandments. Everybody can read that. Everybody can respect that, even an atheist. Obey God, keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. If you've never heard of Pete Hendrickson, the book is Cracking the Code. It's losthorizons.com. And if you check it out, you can, you know, you don't owe taxes unless you work for the government or get some benefit, some privilege from the government. If you do that, then you owe. And you only owe on those privileges. You don't owe on everything. So, but the whole point is, if you don't owe money, stop giving it to this government. They're not using it for your benefit, number two. Number three, keep your children in your home, meaning control their education. It's our own fault that we've got three generations of morons out here that don't understand the Constitution. The Constitution's a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers. It has nothing to do with telling us, the free kings, what we can or cannot do. But because we contract with them through the 14th Amendment and don't understand the games that are being played, well, it's fair that they kick your butt and take everything you've got. So the solution is, it's on you. My fault, my fix. Your fault, your fix. Keep your children in your home. Give them an education so they understand what the truth is, and then walk in it. And then boycott big business. You know, we really, it's not hard to hurt these people. You know, okay,
let me give the rest of the time to Frances. She's been on hold a long time. Hey, thank you so much. I wish we'd got to this earlier. I tried to get this thing started early. Frances, the rest of the time is yours. Go ahead.
Hey, Farron. You know, if it had been a lot sooner than this, I would say that Cindy had balls. But since they were sitting on it until now and decided to finally speak up, I'm not so sure about that. As far as trying to bring down all this criminal action that's going on in the District of Criminals and so forth, I've been hearing about all morning. You know what? There's a simple way of doing that. Very simple. And that is abolish the IRS and, above all, abolish the Federal Reserve, which are both protected by the military, that everybody pays, for that matter. Stop paying them, and they will leave those institutions unprotected to be taken down finally. They have to be abolished if the U.S. is going to be free. Have fun. Great weekend. Later.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to get this in. George Soros is going to keep fighting beyond the grave. Billionaire George Soros, according to Bloomberg, said he will commit $1 billion to start a global university to fight authoritarian governments and climate change, calling them twin challenges that threaten the survival of our civilization. The 89-year-old said Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. So he's going to be spending money and fighting for the liberal causes from the grave. When they come for your gold, give them the lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military. military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity.